will pray. I live to worship you. Help me say,
bye.
need you to breathe. You are the air I breathe. I need you to breathe. Oh, I need you to breathe. You are the air I need to breathe.
Hallelujah. Well, good evening, family, and welcome to Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. And yes, I don't know about you, but I need him to breathe, and I need him to breathe right now. And even though things are in a position that I don't have to worry or fret, I still need him to breathe on me, breathe into me, breathe around me, circumference me with your breath, Heavenly Father God, and have your mighty way this evening. Welcome, family, to Pressing Over the Hump. Yes, this is our weekly time to come together for that midweek push over the hump. Yeah, real worship, real praise, real word of God. And each week, I'll continue to address current situations in our Christian walk with the current solutions from the word of God. We talked about last week regaining our birthrights. Remember, we need our confidence. We need our courage. We need our hope, our belief, our faith, and our trust in God as the source of our everything. But when you now operate in the characteristics, and most of my covenant partners know this, and the birthrights of Jesus Christ, you now must become new. New is something never, ever been done before. New is now the man, the woman that you have called yourself to be, that sets you apart from everyone else. We're going to be bouncing through and finishing up with Ephesians. We started on Ephesians chapter 6 last week, remember. Now we're going to back up and go to 5 and 4. We're going to start in verse 17 of chapter 4. Yes, we'll hit the rest, but watch this. In the 17th verse, it says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if you indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you may put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holy." Family, we must begin new. We have to get out of ourselves. I cannot shout loud enough how much it's important for us to now die. You must release. You must let go. You must get out of the way so God can truly move new in you. What's so spectacular is that everything God has done is finished, is complete. Nothing under God is new, but under the sun, we see it newly because of the light that we now operate in. This morning, and wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. We talked about the light of the eye. If the light of darkness is in your eye, what would the rest of the body be? Dark. But if the light of Christ is in your eye, your whole body will be filled with light. Hallelujah. That new man that will not grieve the spirit. Oh, see, grieving the spirit is when we talk about each other. Grieving the spirit is when we lie to one another. Grieving the spirit is when we lie to God. And we don't let God be who he is. Oh, no, we ain't going to be here long tonight, Minister Terry. We're going to speak this word quick. Those that are late, oh well. Therefore, verse 25, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. For we are not members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, with what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Oh, my God. Getting in the right position with God is being prepared to give someone else, help someone else, prove to someone else. Because now, once you are the new man and you understand that everything you do cannot grieve the Spirit, you now must walk in love. Watch what chapter 5, verse 1 says. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. See, once you have became new, what? Something never, ever done before, you can now know that grieving the Spirit is no longer part of your DNA, that now you have the characteristics of walking in love. So it's time to go where? Higher. When you go higher, you now walk in the light. Watch what verse 8 says in chapter 5. For you were once darkness, but now, when? Now, you are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Oh, you better open up your mouth today. Because, see, when you put on the new man, you don't talk the way you used to talk. You don't hide folks. You don't put away folks. You expose folks. Because that will grieve the Spirit. I will not grieve the Spirit because I walk in love. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you about you, but I'm going to tell you about you in love. Because now I do not operate in darkness. I operate nothing but the light. Verse 14, therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you the light. Get up, wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. New man, no grieving the Spirit. Walk in love, walk in light, because now it's time to walk in wisdom. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is a dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking another one in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in the heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Yes, we are going to become new. We will not grieve. But we're going to walk in love so we can walk in light. And now it's time to walk in wisdom. And when you get wisdom, family, you get understanding. And the word of God shall perform. The word of God shall come through. And the word of God will do what it's supposed to do when you do what the word of God says. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Yes, pressing over the hump tonight, 15-minute broadcast with a 15-minute word. For those, and I'm doing this on purpose, Minister Terry, for those that didn't show up, oh well, listen to the archive. But a word has went forth tonight. And we thank God that he has pushed us higher. Remember, we leap to the next hump. To climb, to leap to the next hump, to climb, to leap to the next hump, so we can be new again, so we don't be unequally yoked and grieve the Spirit, that now I can, oh my God, it's time to walk in love, so I can walk in the light, that I can walk in wisdom, and God's will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. And all in agreement said, amen. Family, thank you for joining us tonight. Yes, this is a short broadcast, but we did this particularly because we start at on time, we end on time. And I don't know if Minister Terry can tell anybody, but there a word went forth. 15-minute word changed my life tonight. Did it change yours? God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified.
Be
in our hearts,
be glorified.
As we worship you tonight,
be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
In the hallelujah, Lord. Take my hand.